possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hey there. Welcome in, everybody. It is a Thursday on Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester. Max Power with us producing, and we are locked and loaded and ready to go. Begin to get you ready for the weekend. We've got all kinds of fun stuff today. K-State insider Tim Fitzgerald joins. This time next week, Tim will be in Ireland and we'll be doing real game prep. So we'll take some bigger picture looks at K-State on this final visit before game week with Fitz. Looking forward to that. We will have that for you. We've got Chiefs talk as they wrap up training camp in St. Joe, all in the books. We will get you through the Royals and one of the more devastating losses, to be quite frank, in the last little while yesterday, a game that has a lot of layers to it that we'll get into. It's all what's on tap. It's all brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, which just announced the Kansas Lager Fest. Join WBC along with more than a dozen other breweries for samples and celebration of the crisp, clean brews known as lagers. Go to www.wichitabrew.com to get your tickets now. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Thursday. Looking forward to jumping right in. We're getting closer and closer to football season, NFL right around the corner, college football right around the corner. But more important than any of that, did you listen to the New Heights podcast? Did you check out Taylor Swift with Travis and Jason?
I didn't listen. Okay. I didn't. If I do, it's not going to be for a while. I've listened to the podcast, which I think is really funny and well done. Usually only when I'm like on a long road trip or something. So it'll be a while, but I've seen some of the clips here this morning. So I was doing right before we came on the air. It seems like it was good. Seems like it was going to be good for both of them because it makes them probably feel pretty normal. But I don't know if they broke the internet or anything last night.
I think they did. I didn't watch all of it. I caught pieces of it. But you know, it's a pre-recorded podcast, right? And so, but they drop it and air it live on YouTube. And I think at one point there were like 1.2 million people watching it.
Slightly under the YouTube stream of Sports Daily every
usually.
Day.
I mean, like I was concerned that, you know, like now we have a goal that we have to accomplish now. Like there, we set the bar. they got right up above that, and now we've got to beat them with 1.3 million, I would say.
This is competition for us, is what it is. Our direct competitors, the New Heights podcast.
I think the comparison, though, is that New Heights, they've got Travis and Jason. We've got you and me, but then, of course, they've got Taylor Swift on their show. We have Max Power on ours. Yeah, so it's comparable. Right, it's a comparable cast Max of characters,
with the,
I would say.
Max with a really interesting – after we left the air yesterday, Max came off the top ropes. Max, not a Swifty, okay. It's safe to say. Is that accurate, Max?
Yeah, I don't get it. Sorry.
So Max was railing in a little more, you know, a little harsh language. And I asked Max yesterday after we left the air, I was like, it got to the point where I was like, Max, do you think anybody's good since like 1978? Like, has anybody actually been good since your glory days? And he said, yeah, Seether had a couple of good songs, or 3 Days Grace.
Okay.
Now, I don't know which part of all of this surprised me the most. The fact that I suppose I wasn't surprised that Max is not a huge Swiftie, but the fact that of all the music that's come out since the 70s that Max says, like, if he was going to cherry pick somebody that was actually okay, it was going to be Seether. That one, that caught me a little bit off guard.
I mean, Seether out here catching strays on a Thursday morning.
Right. Seether's fine.
Yeah. They're fine. Like them and 3 Days Grace. Fine. Like, I don't think it's anything groundbreaking.
Some Dave Matthews is okay.
I love Dave Matthews. See, like, I can get on board with that. I'm a Dave Matthews fan.
Them and Seether, both South African bands.
Fair enough. I mean, I like the Dave Matthews band. I would definitely put them over Seether and 3 Days Grace.
I'm not sure I would.
You're not a Dave Matthews guy?
And that's not a real, you know, like, and this is partly intended for offense your way. Okay. Like, DMB people when I was in college were kind of annoying.
I don't consider – I'm not a DMB person. I know who you're talking about.
I don't know what they're called. I don't know what they're called.
But I know the kind of people, like the people that are like real big DMB. Yeah. Like that's not me. I don't
– people where you're listening to a song, you're like, oh, that's pretty good. And they're like, no. You want to know what's really good?
Yeah.
And then they –
that's
then they
a DMB person. Or the people that, you know, like – I mean, I don't think anybody could tell you that – Ants Marching is a bad song. It's a catchy, fun song. But people are, you know, like DMB fans are like, well, there's a deep cut on this particular album, or you got to hear the live version of this, or the unreleased. Like, I just give me Ants Marching, and I'll be fine. I'll be
sounds
good.
Like
it's a lot like Swifties. I'll be honest, it's a lot like Swifties.
You've run
like,
into I, you Fish know, fans.
Fish fans are the kind of the same way. If you're a fan of Fish, you're kind of the same way as a like Dave Matthews band. I would say that those things are pretty
like, for
equal.
Me. I hear a song I like. I just want to listen to the song. Just leave me alone. Like, I don't need a lecture. I like the song. I don't care what it is either. I like just about every kind of music.
What about Bare Naked Ladies?
I like the Bare Naked Ladies. I've always been a Bare Naked Ladies fan.
Yeah, I'm in on Bare Naked.
You know, the DMB conversation reminds me of a scene from The Office when Andy Bernard goes roller skating.
He's got to be a DMB fan.
Oh, he is. And he's the only one. Like, they're the only ones at the roller skating rink. And the DJ is like, hey, you guys are by yourself. Anything you want to hear? And Andy Bernard goes, yeah, Dave Matthews Band, but deep cuts only. And then he starts playing Ants Marching. And he goes, I said deep cuts only. Like, that's a DMB fan in a nutshell right there.
What's your favorite Dave Matthews song?
My favorite Dave Matthews song?
I love Gray Street.
Gray Street. I love Satellite. Satellite's probably my favorite song out of all of them. What would you say is good? Like, they've got a library of hits. So don't get me wrong. I like Dave Matthews Band a lot.
Oh, I know you do.
I don't consider myself a DMB person, though.
There's
a really good distinction between the two.
There is. I think there's a, you know, back to the original conversation, there's a pretty big distinction between a Swiftie and somebody who just, she makes really good music.
There's also a really big distinction between a Swiftie and Seether and 3 Days Grace. I don't think you could get, like, the Grand Canyon is not as big as the gap between Taylor Swift and Seether and 3 Days Grace.
That's a pretty wide gap, but they did lean into a lot of that from the quotes and clips I've seen in 10 minutes before we came on to the show. That's about all I've been able to take in on it. It looks like they had fun, which is
they
good.
Did.
Like I think it's fascinating to be able to have a normal relationship in their lives, and it feels like that's what they've done. Like a very normal, like, I know they're not married, but brother-in-law ribbing that you get for, like, that just all feels normal. And the fact that they can actually pull that off is pretty impressive, to be honest.
Yeah, and Taylor's out there throwing out, you know, phrases like cover zero, you know, and like different things like that. Xavier Worthy, like, just it's fun. I love that they're self-aware, and she's self-aware enough to say, you know, I know that you guys have a big male listenership, and this is exactly what your listeners want, is more of me on the screen. That self-awareness, I think, was that was brilliant.
Oh, that makes me like her. I love messing with people. Yeah. And the fact that she's just ready to mess with people is it's good stuff. It was fun. I'm glad they did it. Listen, this Chiefs train of the last 7 or 8 years has been so much fun to follow. And this has been this added layer, I think, that's been really fun and cool. I know some people pretend like they're annoyed, but I think even the people that are annoyed enjoy being able to be annoyed by something collectively. And they've given us that, like Max. Max loves to be able to rail on it. Yeah. All right, we've got lots more coming for you here on the show. Sports Talk on KFH presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus coming very soon. We're coming right back on Sports Daily. Don't go away.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Thank you to Crestview Country Club for supporting the show here with us. We appreciate their support. It's that time of year, Tommy. School's back in session. I've got an hour and a half today between things right after we get off the air. I'll go play nine holes as quick as I can. And I love that time of year. Like, no, there's nothing to worry about. The kids are at school. So I love that. And at the same time, my wife gets ready to head down to the sectionals of tennis, her tennis league. They're going to Oklahoma City. They're traveling, all of that, because we're having fun at Crestview Country Club. Give them a call. Ask them about their memberships today. A lot of different things that the family can do out there. We appreciate their support. We come back in. Camp's wrapped, Tommy. Chiefs camp is done. It's in the books. I think successful camp. Yes. No major injuries came out of it, which is always where you start with training camp. There's some minor nagging injuries, of course, none of which I think are overly serious. And then we just continue to wait on the Rashi Rice news. Other than that, pretty uneventful training camp for a Chiefs team that's had some eventful training camps over the years.
Yeah, they have. Whether it's been holdouts like Chris Jones and contract negotiations or legal issues or, you know, different things like that that have kind of loomed over training camp. This one, by and large, has been fairly drama-free outside of the Rashi Rice situation. But even then, I know that's kind of been hanging out there. It's not like anything has really happened during training camp necessarily. So, you know, that's, I think, a positive thing of training camp. Free of a lot of major distractions, and you can really focus on the football. You can really focus on some of those position groups that there have been questions about and how the depth chart is going to be put together and all of that. So that's been nice. It's been a nice change of pace, I think, from previous training camps, and now it's all wrapped up and we can just go full steam ahead for the remaining two preseason games and then into the regular season.
Yeah, it's good. And the Rashi Rice stuff was there before camp. Doesn't have anything to do with camp. I think the other thing we really wanted to see was the development of young players, most notably Josh Simmons. I don't think we're going to be able to notice what young defensive players or rookies are really doing. So it's a little harder for us to see that. But we could clearly see Simmons. And the big thing with him was health, right? But more than anything else, it was, will he be ready to go? That question was answered pretty early on. And now we get to a point where, yeah, he's getting first team reps. He's going to start at left tackle. So I think that was best case scenario. We'll see how good he is. And the other one is Jalen Royals, who may be needed to step into a bigger role. And I think will early in the season, maybe then when they drafted him, they thought, or maybe they did expect this. And that's why they drafted him. It was fourth round, not early, but not late, kind of that middle area. I think we saw what we needed to see out of the young players. Breshard Smith has been moderately quiet, which is fine. But that was the most important question to be answered, was what is Josh Simmons going to be able to give them right away? I mean, Tommy, it was like day one, basically, that he's going to start at left tackle. And we've heard nothing but good things. The evaluations have been almost all positive. And hopefully that solves the biggest challenge for this franchise the last 3 years, probably 2-3 years, 4 years, maybe.
Yeah. And I think that one of the great things about the whole Josh Simmons situation and his development and left tackle is that because he's got all the attention as the first rounder and a clear deficiency that the Chiefs had that it looks like he's going to be filling, that sort of takes the pressure off some of the other rookies. I think Jalen Royals might be the exception just because of the situation with Rashee Rice. But some of the other rookies, there really hasn't been nearly as much of a spotlight on them, expectations on them, that sort of thing, the pressure on their shoulders. I'm really excited to see Omar Norman Lott continue to develop. Having potentially somebody opposite of Chris Jones on that defensive line that could be somebody that could make an impact relatively quickly. It sounds like he's had a really, really good camp. And so I'm excited to see his development. Ashton Gelati out there as well. I mean, really the only press that he's gotten was when he got into a fight with Josh Simmons. And so right. He can sort of fly under the radar too and potentially be a difference maker defensively as well. When you're looking at a Chiefs defense that, you know, by and large has to be anchored by homegrown drafted talent, the more that you can continue to refill that pipeline with younger guys so you don't have to go out and give massive free agent type deals to players that are out there on the open market, the better. That's the blueprint for Brett Veach and the way that he builds this team. And so if you can get Omar Norman Lott and Ashton Gelati and others to step up, that's a huge benefit to Kansas City.
We'll see if they step up. I don't know how to evaluate those guys yet. Defenses don't give you much in the preseason. We'll just have to see. They need one of them to step up, I think, pretty big. It would be nice if both did, but you know, there's talk that Felix and Udike Uzomah may not make the team. Like, there's a real good chance the Chiefs are thin at pass rush again. They gave George Karloftis a nice contract. They have Chris Jones, but they've lacked there, even with a Minnehue back. Like, they've lacked there over the years.
They signed, you know, they got Nick Bolton signed, but he's not necessarily
he's not a pass rusher.
He's not a big disruptive type guy. So yeah. That's a little bit different.
I think the defense will be fine early in the year, and I don't think it'll matter as much because I think the offense will be better, even with these injuries and Rashee Rice not being there. If Josh Simmons is any good, they'll be better. They'll have Pacheco. They'll have a more receiving-centric Kelsey. Like, they'll be fine. It's just what does the defense give them early? I think it's a good question, right? What does the defense look like coming out of the gates? I would anticipate a little less than last year. That's kind of the expectation I have, with the ability by the end of the year to be right there with the last couple of years if these young players can step in. But I don't know what to expect there. And I'm trying to remember pass rushers in Spags' defenses and how they've done early on. Karloftis had a fine rookie year, but was it right out of the gates? I just can't remember that stuff. So I think probably it's going to take a minute for them to kind of catch their groove, but I think they have that little bit of wiggle room. And maybe they'll far exceed that. They certainly did last year. It's there for them, but they have to have a couple of young players play some key roles.
In the example of Omar Norman Lott, by the way, I mean, you know, he's a second round draft pick, but the Chiefs also went out and got a contingency plan in the veteran Jerry Tillery. So I liked that because it wasn't like Tillery cost them a bunch of money, but they could.
He's had good reviews in camp.
He's had, and in theory, he could always be kind of that bridge player to let a guy like Omar Norman Lott develop and eventually take that spot over. And so that's a really smart move. I think that Brett Veach has done that, pretty regularly, I think, in his tenure in Kansas City, where, yeah, you've got homegrown drafted talent, and then you go out and you get a bridge-type player. You get somebody that can bridge the gap, a veteran that's not going to cost you a bunch of money, but you can come in and plug them in right away and let that rookie kind of develop. And so I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up being the strategy for Kansas City. We may not see Norman Lott right away in a large role in a huge capacity as they let him get acclimated to the pro game.
Yeah, I would almost advise it, right? Like, let's let these young guys grow and lean on the vets and do those things.
I mean, I don't think in that kind of philosophy, does that make Josh Simmons really the only kind of plug and play rookie out of the entire draft class?
I think Royals probably needs it. Well, we'll see. I don't know what to expect of Hollywood Brown's injury. If Hollywood Brown is back, then they would have, they'd be, yeah, then we probably wouldn't see a ton of Royals early on. But I just have had this feeling for a while that Royals is going to have to do something. And I don't know what that means. That means he catches 2-3 balls a game out of the gates. Maybe that's probably all it is. But it'll be bigger than, I think, what we thought 2 months ago. But, it's Simmons, yes. Simmons, not just of the rookies. Like, Simmons has the weight of the world on his shoulders anyway. Like, we all know what was wrong with the Chiefs last year, and we all know what ultimately cost them the Super Bowl. Good luck, rookie, right? This has been an issue for a long time. They haven't been, like, good at tackle, Tommy. When was the last time they were really good at left tackle?
Eric Fisher.
Patrick Mahomes first started?
Yeah, probably Eric, but I would even say not – at the end of the Eric Fisher era, because
he declined,
you know, a lot over the years.
Orlando Brown was just a placeholder. Yeah, he was good.
He was fine.
He was fine. Average.
You probably have to go back to before the Patrick Mahomes era even started, probably 10 years ago.
I think Fisher was okay his rookie year, but I that's a long time ago. Either way, it's been a long time. And it's not like they haven't been trying to do it. They've been trying every single year to get it better, and they've gotten it, you know, maybe a little bit better, and then it got way worse and was the worst it's been last year. So, like, that weight exists for Josh Simmons. They took him high. It felt like at the time one of those things, as you saw it happening live, where everybody's going to look back and say, how on earth did the league let that dude fall to that team that late in the draft? In the first round. That's what it felt like when they took him. But of course, the elephant in the room was his health. And that's been very good so far. It's been great so far. And it's interesting. Rashawn Slater, the left tackle for the Chargers, that's the same injury, right? It's the injury he just suffered that'll put him out for the year, I believe, that Josh Simmons had. Nobody's having the conversation about Slater like, oh, his career's over. I don't know if he'll ever play again. No, it's like, it sucks. He'll be out of here and then he'll be back and he'll be fine. That surprises me in drafts when we see stuff like that. We saw the same thing. And granted, Trey Smith's was a little bit different. But when guys get downgraded that much because of a medical thing, it does always surprise me a little bit. Like, you're willing to take risks on the things that you're willing to take risks on in the NFL and the draft process and all of that, but you won't take that risk. You'll let Shedeur Sanders fall to the fourth round because he's arrogant, but you'll take some of the other risks that we see teams take, like the things that they're willing to, you know, not bat an eye at, and then the things that they hold against draft picks always surprises me. And they may have been lucky with Josh.
Look, I mean, you bring up Shedeur Sanders in that example. I mean, there is the weight of the world of the weight of the franchise rests on the shoulders of a quarterback. And so the risk to take a quarterback is that can make or break your franchise, and that can make or break a career of a general manager. And so, like, I think it's apples and oranges when you're talking about
the
risk that you take.
The fourth round, though, you've got a guy that's that by a lot of accounts is a first round talent falling because of the reason he fell. Josh Simmons, who appears to be like as, you know, cookie cutter great left tackle as you can get, falling for a medical reason that doesn't like end careers, by the way. Like, it's not a medical, like to not be willing to take those kinds of risks, but then risk it for guys who have, you know, abused women or done some really stupid or terrible things. Like, that's what surprises me sometimes. And it's not a Shedeur Sanders conversation. It just kind of popped into my head. It's more about like how lucky potentially the Chiefs got in that situation. When the Patriots were in their prime, it felt like they would get players where you're like, how did they even get him? The Ravens, I feel like, have done this for years, where you're just like, how do these guys keep falling to the Ravens in the draft? The Ravens have had great draft. The Ravens have been good for 20 years. Like, when was the last time the Ravens were bad? I mean, honestly, when was the last time?
It's been a long time. I mean, before John Harbaugh was the coach.
Yeah, like, they've been good forever, right? And they always drafted great players late in the first round. And I remember, like, as a kid, I was like, how do they do that? Well, that's the way Josh Simmons feels for the Chiefs. And if that does solve their problem, it totally changes like a window. Like, is this window closing with Kelsey getting older and Jones getting older? Maybe. But man, if they just lucked into their anchor left tackle that's not going to cost them any money for a little while, and that, like, no, probably not. The Chiefs may be in that same boat as the Ravens where they're just good forever.
And it is fair to say that Brett Veach has had mixed reviews in drafting in the first round over his tenure. I mean, think of guys like Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Felix Anudike-Uzomah. Like, those were swings and misses in the first round. Those were reaches. If Josh Simmons can project out to be an anchor left tackle for years to come in the league, I mean, that's a huge feather in the cap for the tenure of Brett Veach as the general manager. I can't remember. Brett Veach was not the general manager when Mahomes was drafted, correct? It was John Dorsey. Wasn't he the GM at that time? So yeah. You can't credit necessarily Brett Veach. You know, I know he was with the team and all of that. He's been with the team for a long time, but you know, like, it's been a mixed bag for Brett Veach drafting in the first round. And part of it is how difficult it is to consistently draft at 31, 32 year in and year out.
He may have taken over in 2017.
Did he? Okay, so maybe he can be credited then with the...
He came in after the draft, though.
Okay, gotcha.
What was
okay.
he doing? He was the co-director of player personnel.
So he was involved. He was a large role in that. But when he's been at the helm, there have been, let's be honest, there have been some big swings and misses in the first round for Brett Veach. And so a Josh Simmons-type draft pick, if he can be an anchor and solve that issue long-term for Kansas City and project out to be... A star in this league at left tackle, you quickly forget about some of the missteps in the first round that Brett Veach has had.
Oh yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind just missing if you're hitting home runs. Like, he's a power hitter, right? He's a cleanup hitter. He hits these home runs in the first round. Trent McDuffie, George Karloftis. Was Bolton the first rounder? Like, he hits.
No.
He gets all these players that are long time, like. That's fine if you miss occasionally, because you're basically picking you start the draft every year in the second round, essentially, because you're picking the last handful of picks. I got no problem. I think
the two glaring ones were Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Felix Anudike-Uzomah. Both those guys were reaches when they were picked.
They were reaches. And they were need-based reaches.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire was not a need-based risk, not a need-based reach. That was a Patrick Mahomes wanted Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the team and called Brett Veach and told him draft him.
Who was going to be the running back that year? That was a need-based.
In the first round, it absolutely was not a need-based reach. They could have gotten any other running back to start at any other point in the draft. They didn't need to take him. But it wasn't a need. I don't think it was a need-based reach. Like, they could have absolutely
waited. I think they needed a running back. I don't remember who was there if they didn't take him, but
if memory serves, they had like Damian Williams at that time. Like, they had just come off of the Super Bowl, and he had a good season that year. I think they were coming off of him. I don't think they needed a running back.
I don't either.
And they certainly didn't need one in the first round. That for me was a major miss. And then Felix Anudike-Uzomah, I'll agree with you with that one. That was a need-based reach, and I think they liked kind of the local flair, the, you know, like that sort of thing with him coming in from K-State. So neither one of those things panned out, but really it's a what have you done for me lately type league. And if you can have Josh Simmons come in and be somebody of significance, then, I mean, that's a huge feather in the cap.
Tommy, KU gets a big gift. We got this. This happened as we were wrapping yesterday, $300 million donation. We think a lot now about, like, okay, well, what does that mean, right? Like, what does that do for Kansas? We know it sounds like, what, about $75 million will speed up and help finish the Gateway District to the football stadium area. I love hearing that, because you've had all the debates and conversations and things about, you know, how much taxpayer, like, hopefully that just helps get that done and we don't have to worry about that as much. And then the rest of it just, it says, goes to help Kansas athletics, which I think we all can understand the meaning there. It's going to fill the coffers to help them, you know, utilize their salary cap, basically. And I think that is a huge, it's got to be just a huge weight off the shoulders. I don't know how hard it is going to be for teams all across the country to raise the money. What is the cap? What's that? 20-something million?
20 million, I believe.
I don't know how hard it's going to be for universities to raise that kind of money to get there, right? But we now know for probably the next, let's call it decade, Kansas has to worry a whole lot less about it because it's there. And is that an advantage? I'm not sure yet. We don't know. Like, we don't know what kind of money these schools, maybe everybody can raise 20 million. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows yet, but it certainly makes life a little easier for KU athletics.
Well, it definitely sounds like this gift from David Booth is basically all encompassing. I mean, it goes to complete the stadium project that's been much needed for a long time up at Kansas. I mean, the facilities were at one point the worst in the Big 12, one of the worst in the country, and a huge contributing factor to how far that football program had fallen in recent years. That's a huge part of it, to just get that done and not have to worry about, as you mentioned, the debate about taxpayer dollars and how it's going to be funded, and, you know, going out and doing a capital campaign and trying to get other donations from people. I mean, really, at the end of the day, like, that just kind of takes care of that, which is good. And then it spans a lot of different things. I would imagine other facility needs and revenue sharing and NIL and just, you know, making sure coaches' salaries. I mean, who knows? Like, it could go to a wide variety of places. $300 million can take the weight of the world off the shoulders of the entire athletic department for years to come. So from a competitive nature, you would think you could probably draw a correlation that the added funds will, you know, in a roundabout way, help the competitive nature of Kansas athletics, but even just at a more basic level, just going to help fund the things that the university needs in the athletic department, that by itself has got to be a major, major, major benefit to Kansas.
It'll be easier. I just, like, if I'm Booth, or if I'm doing this, I got to make sure majority of this is going to players. Like, and this is not, like, no offense to any, like, sometimes when you get a blank check, it's like, we can, and we see this at universities, I think, a lot. Like, do we really need that? Like, we see it in government a lot. Like, do we really need to spend that kind of money on that? Like, what do we, so I think it'll be interesting. Booth is a more general donor for sure. And this is a more general gift. But I wonder what it's like in the process of these administrators as they're trying to go raise these funds, like how many times they'll hear, but this money needs to go to the salary cap, right? This money needs to be about us getting players. I think probably a lot. I mean, that's what I would want. Like, if I was willing to make that kind of big donation, because ultimately those things that you're talking about foundationally and fundamentally are good, and they help you win recruiting battles. And I believe all of that. We're going to be, I mean, at least in the beginning part of this, and I think this is where we are now in kind of the Wild West. At the end of the day, it's about how much can you give me, right? It's not about, if you give me a bigger check, I'll play in a dirtier locker room. And so I that may stop with the salary cap. Again, I don't know how that's going to settle out yet. It's going to be totally different forward than it has been the last two or three years. But I just would want to make sure, like, I'm giving you $75 million for the football stadium. There's that. The rest of this, like, let's focus that money on making sure we're still getting the best players and making sure we get football players in here to do the right things. I wonder how much control gifters are going to want in that. My guess is a lot. Maybe not this one specifically, but otherwise, like, just – I would want that if I was going to do that. And the reasons that people donate are wide ranging. I think most often it's because they want the teams to be successful, because that's ultimately what does the most good for the university, not necessarily a shiny new paint job on something. You know, that's where I think this all gets really interesting. But either way, like, that is just a huge, you know, ESPN reporting it as, Kansas claiming it as one of the biggest gifts of all time. It's got to be up there. It's got to be up there.
I mean, as a single gift, for sure. I mean, I would imagine that there are other donors that collectively.
Well, yeah, like T. Boone Pickens.
I mean, I don't even know, $1 billion. I don't even know how much collectively, you know, some of these other major donors have done. But one singular gift of $300 million, that's got to be up there, if not the biggest of all time. I mentioned this very briefly at the end of the show yesterday that my very first thought when this came out was that it shows me the level of faith and trust that David Booth has in the athletic director, Travis Goff, and the general overall direction of Kansas athletics. And Travis Goff has been on the job for, what, 4 years now, three, 4 years? When you look at where the university was when he took over from an athletics perspective, and specifically football, I mean specifically football, but just generally speaking, things were not in good shape outside of Bill Self and basketball. And even then, that was right in the middle of FBI investigations and the Adidas stuff, and like there was a lot of drama going on at the university level. You had the Les Miles situation, and Jeff Long had a bunch of issues, and he had been let go, and you were wondering, like, can Kansas football ever get it turned around? And like there were all of these different things that were going on. And one thing that Travis Goff did when he came in, and it took a minute, but he was able to get things stabilized. Like, you don't hear a lot of drama. You know, he went out and hired Lance Leipold, and Leipold went about rebuilding the program from the ground up and trying to make them respectable again. And then Travis Goff set out to build the new stadium, which other athletic directors had done in the past at Kansas, and they were never able to get it done. Travis Goff was able to get it done. Just a lot of different things have happened in the 4 years that Travis Goff has been at the helm. My first thought was, David Booth clearly sees that and has a tremendous amount of faith in the direction of the athletics department in general at Kansas.
Well, that comes with it. And that's, you know, I think that's where we're getting with Wichita State, for instance. Like we hear Kevin Saul talk about this, and I do think he's right. Like, if you can't get the foundation set up, then you got to be able to, like, you got to inspire confidence in people to give their money to you, right? Like, that's a part of anything. And so Kansas has clearly done that. How could you not be impressed with what's happened with that football program?
There can't be shortcuts. There you cannot shortcut your way. They tried that.
Didn't work.
You can't shortcut your way to success. Like the Jeff Long and Les Miles era should be a cautionary tale for other universities that you can't shortcut your way to success.
And I don't want to. You've got to lay the foundation on that, because a lot of Les Miles players did help also build this. Right. Those sure. were Les Miles players. Sure. A lot of them that helped build this too. So,
but it was also a circus, and it was built as a reality show, like a legitimate ESPN reality show. Like, that was part of the whole, like, bringing in these two clowns to Lawrence was to put them on TV to show this rebuild that ultimately didn't happen under their watch. And there were players like you mentioned, I'm not going to try to say that they didn't bring in some players that had a lot of success, because they did. Jalen Daniels was one of them, right? Like, he's still on the team now. He's still in the program now. So, like, look, I think that generally speaking, though, I think you can let what Kansas tried to do as far as shortcutting their way to success be a cautionary tale for athletic departments like Wichita State. Like, you've got to lay the foundation. And that's what Kevin Saul is doing. It takes a long time. It's hard.
Loved some shortcuts.
100%. But it doesn't usually pan out that way.
But it still has to work. And that's the hardest part. And it has for KU. And they got the right guy. And Leipold has built that up. And they're fortunate that they haven't had to worry about men's basketball. Certainly makes your job easier. And women's basketball has gotten better in the last few years. And that's where I think a donation like this can really, really help, because only so much can be spent on a cap. So now how do you win recruiting battles in women's basketball? Well, you show a commitment to women's basketball, right? How do you win recruiting battles in baseball? You show a commitment to baseball. Whether it's through, you know, you can only spend so much on the salaries. So now maybe it's, here's also this facility, or this is how we travel, or whatever. But KU fans, I know, are fired up about this, and they should be. I don't know how much wins and losses wise it helps. I think it at least, though, alleviates that initial concern. And maybe I have it more than I should. But my initial thought with all this is, are these teams going to have $20 million to spend? You know, all these football schools going to have $20 million to spend on players? Kansas doesn't have to worry about that part now. And that's, to me, the biggest thing about this gift is that part. That initial stress is gone for a little while, right? And now all the money you raise can maybe kick that can down the road, and you can know we're funded. Like, our cap money is funded for the next 20 years. That'd be my goal. You don't have to worry about that part anymore. Now you can go do the rest. You know, that could go to another raise for Lance Leipold, which, you know, could be down the road. All those kinds of things, I think, to not have the stress of raising that particular funding has to make you more successful. It has to make Goff's job easier and his ability to maneuver it a little bit easier. So KU fans are fired up about that, as they should be today. That happened yesterday, $300 million, David Booth. Stadium's already named after him. Not sure what else you can name after him.
Can you rename the university? You know, the University of Booth. Like, you might have to do that.
Kansas, brought to you by David Booth.
Yeah,
sponsored or by.
They're not the Jayhawks anymore. They're the Booths. You know, I think you're gonna throw his name up everywhere. His name is already on the stadium.
Basketball. Yeah. Like, what else are you gonna do? What else can you do? We've all got our hobbies. I invest way too much in, you know, fantasy football. He's a Jayhawk fan. That's his hobby, and it's cool to see. It's good. Glad Kansas is able to reap the benefits of that. Now they got to go win some games, which will be interesting. We'll have Tim Fitzgerald, speaking of winning games, talking about how many he thinks K-State might win this year. That's coming up in our next hour. We got a lot more coming for you. We haven't even talked about that Royals game yesterday. It's because it's kind of hard to talk about. We'll do that, though, in the next hour. Don't go away. More Sports Daily coming your way.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.